We ask Allah Ta'ala to facilitate ease for us and to keep us and our families and the Muslims safe. And we are indeed worried about the weather. We are worried about the stormy clouds and the wind. And I remind myself and all of you that on days like this, as our brothers have told me that you have high winds there in Toronto, and we also have large gusts of wind here in Pittsburgh, and we have stormy weather and clouds that look like rain clouds. I remind you with the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ إِذَا عَصَفَتِ الرِّيحِ, if the winds became stormy, قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ خَيْرَهَا, he would say, اللَّهُمَّ أَوْ Allah, إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ خَيْرَهَا, I certainly ask you for the good of them, the good of those winds. وَخَيْرَ مَا فِيهَا, and the good of all that is in those winds. وَخَيْرَ مَا أُرْسِلَتْ بِهِ, and the good of all that it has been sent forth with. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّهَا, and I seek refuge with you from the bad of those winds. وَشَرِّ مَا فِيهَا, and the bad things that are within those winds. وَشَرِّ مَا أُرْسِلَتْ بِهِ, and the evil or the bad of what it has been sent with. And those winds can be punishment from Allah Ta'ala and destruction. We ask Allah Ta'ala for refuge with him. And those winds likewise can bring the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, delicate and beneficial rain. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. We ask Allah for beneficial rain. In the same hadith, Aisha mentioned, وَإِذَا تَخَيَّلَتِ السَّمَاءُ تَغَيَّرَ لَوْنُهُ, and when the sky became threatening of thunderstorms, his color would change. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become very worried. وَخَرَجَ وَدَخَلَ, he would come in the house and go out of the house. وَأَقْبَلَ وَأَدْبَرَ, walking back and forth. فَإِذَا مَطَرَتْ سُرِّيَ عَنْهُ, and so if it rained, if the rain came down, then that would make him pleased. فَعَرَفْتُ ذَلِكَ فِي وَجْهِهِ, and I would know that he's happy and relaxed from his face. And so Aisha radiallahu anha said, I asked him about that. فَقَالَ, and he said, لَعَلَّهُ يَا Aisha كَمَا قَالَ قَوْمُ عَادٍ, it might be, O Aisha, like the people of Ad said, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا, and when the clouds and the storms of punishment came to the people of Ad, when a big, wide, broad cloud came facing their valleys, they said, this is our big, wide storm cloud, our big, wide rain cloud that's going to bring us matar, it's going to bring us rain. That's from Surah Al-Ahqaf, the 24th verse. So the believer in following the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's not relaxed with weather that threatens of heavy winds, damage from those winds, and thunderstorms and the likes. Rather, he is worried. And if our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried that he might face the likes of punishment from the sky, from the weather, by the permission of Allah Ta'ala, the likes of what the previous nations had faced, then why are we comfortable? Why are we so relaxed? Why are we not worried if our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most pious, the most grateful, the most devout servant of Allah ever, he was worried and he was in fear. We relax much. We don't think much about these kinds of things. We ask Allah Ta'ala to awaken our hearts to the reality of this world and to guide us to the actions that he loves and he is pleased with. Our goal on this day is to study verses number 68 through 75.